This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Time for us now to review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. This is the Talk Radio Review. Sometimes I refer to it as the Talk Radio Roundup. And as we begin this week in this hour of our countdown overview, with information supplied to us by the folks at Talkers Magazine, Talkers, the Bible of the talk radio industry, they prepare charts for every week of the year, top 10 stories, according to the research that they do, listening actually to the talk radio programs, talk radio stations, hosts around the country, whether they be national hosts or regional, local hosts, all of these things factor into the list. Top 10 stories, top 10 people. And so what we're going to do now is take a bit of a different approach to this, bringing in my DJV clan, Doug, Jen, and Victoria, the DJV morning program. The assets of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen, and the natural chemistry that we have working together. I think this is as good a way as any to try to review the stories, because we have different points of view, all of us. And it's a good way, because we've had the conversations already, to sort of bring you up to date on what we've discussed this week, so you can hear our spin on the stories in an organized fashion, i.e. from number 10 to number 1. So I'm going to go through the list, and then we'll pick some of the things that we think we know what the top 2 or 3 items are. Are they the only ones that are important? No. All of them have certainly have legs and have a reason for being. That's why they're in the story list to begin with. At number 10, the shooting in Germany. Whatever there is to say about that, it's just more of the same senseless violence. I don't know how much of this you ladies paid attention to, but it's all over the world. We think sometimes that it's unique to America, and people around the world refer to us as the Wild West, but no more. All this stuff is going on all over the place, and some of it has pretty ugly ramifications. So is there more that needs to be said about it? Certainly, we didn't talk about it much on the DJV. We didn't talk about it at all this week, because
you're so focused in on what's happening here. But right. the police there are suspecting that it's a case of far right extremism, and that is what seems to be plaguing. I mean, there's so many groups in our country.
Nazism.
One. Antifa on the other side of the aisle, another one here in our country that makes protests that are supposed to be peaceful, they make them violent. And so anybody who starts to go off to the extreme and says that violence is the only answer, obviously this is happening more and more as we get more polarized all over the globe, not just here in our country.
Speaking of polarization, number 9, a focus on social media, free speech, privacy. There is a nice element. I was talking about our Facebook, the facebook.com/DJV post of a lot of, it was Dog Day the other day, National Dog Day, and so, or Pet Day, I think it was, Victoria, wasn't it? It was
National Love Pet Your Day. Pet Day, yeah.
Love Your mm-hmm. Pet Day, right.
Not okay. Just for dogs, yeah.
So, right.
Yeah,
so
not just for dogs. You gotta let Jennifer some cat lovers in there and some bird
yeah,
lovers.
Right, exactly, yeah. So I had, we'd asked for posts of people and their dogs or their cats or their pets, and it was a nice use, I think. That's the way, in my own personal Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, I try to be gentle and comfortable, and I try to use that space for good stuff. And that's the same thing we try to do at DJV Show. So if you want to participate, just check it out. I don't know. In terms of Victoria, you're the person we usually go to for all things technology-wise, the social media stuff. This is going to be an argument or a discussion that never has a winning side, because when free speech comes into the fold, it's always... It's very confusing. Okay, what really constitutes free speech?
Well, the reason that this is number 9 on the list this week is because Mark Zuckerberg, the head of Facebook and founder of Facebook, was speaking in Europe at a convention or a panel about cybersecurity and social media and things like that. And he kind of it surprised people by calling for more regulation, because Facebook doesn't want to have to create their own rules, and they would rather have a government or governments around the world tell them, this is what constitutes hate speech, this is what constitutes, this is okay, this is where the line is. And Facebook said that they don't want too much regulation, but at the same time, Zuckerberg said he really wants governments to be making that decision. It is a slippery slope, because then people can say, well, it's not hate speech, it's my opinion, and blah, blah, blah. But a lot of this really stems from political ads, and Facebook has admitted that they are not fact-checking any ads. Now, the only thing that you have to do, if you are a candidate running, regardless of whatever office it is, if you're buying an ad, you do have to say who paid for the ad. That's the only thing that Facebook requires.
Well, that's the only thing government requires. The government doesn't, and when you buy political advertising on radio, TV, always at the end, the tag is, I'm Bill Smith and I approve this ad. That's it. That's all that's required. There's no fact-checking on any of the ads that go on television or radio either. So,
which is why this bothers me. There is a lot to hold accountable. Google, Facebook, there's a lot to hold them accountable for. But when you have actually people who have to make informed decisions, you have to take it with a grain of salt, what you're seeing on television, what you're seeing on ads on Facebook. You can't let yourself be confused by that stuff. And you have to take some responsibility for the choices that you're making, too.
But we're teaching people to be dull.
Yeah,
our country,
and dumb.
The educational system is aimed at dull and dumb. It's like, remember that movie Dumb and Dumber? And you know, that's what we're producing here. Zombies who are only interested in their devices. Yeah, there are exceptions. There are good schools, good students, all that stuff that shine. But the average person is stuck. It's like all the people that argue about the difference between rich and poor. Well, smart and dumb, I think, fit into the same category. Maybe you ought not to use those terms so slow and fast, maybe, when it comes to using your mental acuity. But
realistic nowadays, but it's like you have to still take some responsibility for what you're consuming and how you're consuming it and how much impact it has on your decision-making.
Yep. Up next on the overview, our countdown, the radio review, number 8, a focus on immigration reform, as we continue here on this week's overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calotrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calotrin. So far I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburg, Indiana. I've lost 21 pounds on Calitran. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference, so I got the Calitran and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitran really works. And it also took my hot flashes away, so it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitran. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitran's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We have a focus on you and your health, your weight. How are you feeling about your body? And Elizabeth Miller is here with us from Calitran. Great place to go for information and for help. So if you have questions, you have people there that will chat with folks who want to know more about what Calitran is all about. Yes?
Yes, sir. If you go to the website, toploss.com, you can chat with us online. There's also the phone number, 1-800-325-4255. 4366. And you can also see how we've been helping customers lose weight safely for over 20 years. This is what healthy weight loss looks like when your body is burning off those fats and sugars the way that it did when you were younger. So that's why you feel good while you're taking it. That's why it's good for you. This is really a health supplement that just turns your body back into that fat-burning machine.
Feel good about yourself. Lose that weight at Calitrin.com or TopLoss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, pop in here when she feels like there's something that is important that she wants to address. Number eight, as we work our way toward number one on the story list this week, focus on immigration reform, which I think, excuse me, ought to be part of presidential campaign, although we haven't heard. These people are so busy, you know, trying to make each other look stupid that they're not really talking about the issues. But certainly immigration reform is an issue, and it does get talked about oftentimes in the individual meetings. And I think because it was Nevada this week where a third of the voters are Latino, right? Isn't that in Nevada? Mm-hmm. So that's a big focus. There are a lot of illegals in Nevada. A lot of people are driving. I think there was another instance here in California, Jennifer, if I remember correctly, some guy had been deported three times, and he was arrested again yesterday for, was it murder or something? He had all kinds of things. Instead of trying him, they just put him on a plane and throw him back to where he came from, and he's come back here.
That's lucky. That means he wasn't in a sanctuary city or state. The reason I think immigration is trending this week is because Mayor Garcetti from Los Angeles and the police chief, Michael Moore, from the Los Angeles Police Department, stood side by side on a video that was released and said essentially that they are no longer going to cooperate with the federal government, that California is a place where people can come without the expectation of being sent back home. But what the real, I think, the piece of information that's very misguided about sanctuary cities and states is that if you live in a sanctuary city that you can just walk freely and that no one's going to come with a butterfly net and send you back home. That's not what the federal government is asking. The federal government is saying if someone is in a city, commits a crime, gets charged with the crime, gets convicted on the crime, goes to jail, then they want cooperation with the local law enforcement official to turn those people, when they get out of jail, over to federal customs enforcement, to ICE agents. That's what they're asking for. And by the mayor of Los Angeles and some of these other cities across the country saying that they refuse to do that, I mean, it's my estimation that they're harboring fugitives. And I'll tell you what, if I had someone that I was harboring in my house, I'd be thrown in jail. So it seems odd that we're not going to go after these elected officials. That's what I call for.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's number eight. Number seven, a focus on the Me Too movement with the continuation of the Weinstein trial. And certainly there have been some things that have come up this week. Women and Bloomberg and all of that stuff that goes along with it that can't be dismissed somehow.
Well, the Weinstein trial, though, that's kind of interesting because the jury is in deliberations. They've been in deliberations for several days, and now they're asking
for a lot. Yeah.
They want to rehear some of the testimony again.
Does that mean that his lawyers have created doubt, obviously, in the minds of the jury? It's not slam dunk, you're guilty, right?
I don't know. One of the actresses who actually was pretty well known for a time, Annabella Sciorra, she was on The Sopranos, and she's been in several movies. Her testimony was that he raped her in the 90s, and so they want to rehear her testimony. If they believe her testimony, then that can kind of trigger a domino effect for the other women who have testified and for the charges that they can actually slap him with. So it'll be interesting to see where they go from that.
All right, continuing on in a few moments here on the Talk Radio Review as we look at the number 10 or the top 10 stories this week from Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving along now on our Talk Radio review for the week of February 17th to the 21st. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, the DJV gang. As we go through the numbers from number 10 to number 1, the stories. Number 6, as we count them down, is a focus on health care reform. I think this is kind of one of those ethereal things that appears in the mist here. It's just something that shows up and people start talking about it. I don't know if there's anything, you know, really different. There's a lot of talk with the candidates about how to fix health care, but I don't know if there's anything going on in reality that would change the reality at the moment. Is there? Am I missing something, ladies?
I don't know. This is a personal one for me. The whole idea that healthcare reform and whether we have Medicare for all or Medicare for all who want it or whatever you want to call it, an expanded Obamacare. The fact that our country has so many uninsured people and underinsured people. Bernie really is the only one who's really talking about this at length. It's just crazy to me. I mean, in my own life, you know, my husband lost his job last year. He was unemployed for 6 months. We had no health insurance. It was a scary time because if something happens, then what? You know, I mean, a friend of mine just got into an accident and has no health insurance and probably should have gone to the hospital, but he didn't because he doesn't have health insurance. And he just sort of went home and waited it out. And
well, then why
do
all the illegal immigrants do and go and then disappear? Just to go in, yeah. Hospital treat you. You don't
well,
have
it only is the middle class. It's the only the middle class who gets hammered with this. It's
yeah,
only the
exactly.
People who don't have insurance. They go to the hospital and they rack up a $20,000 bill that they're not going to actually pay, or that they right. Or that they will actually have to pay at some point,
yeah.
But it's going to be a tough
or
one.
Declare
where everybody else
more
who is
bankruptcies
poor.
Are declared in this country because of health problems.
And isn't that so
else.
Insane?
What kind of a damning?
And you know, the
thing.
Funny thing is, I you know, being in LA and spending a lot of time in the hospital, unfortunately, this past month, in and out with family members. Yeah, listening to when someone comes in and say, and you hear them trying to admit the person and saying, "Where's your health insurance card?" Well, I don't know. And where's your ID? Well, I don't know. And they have to. they have to treat you anyway. And those are the people that walk and that are making things so expensive for everybody else. But I think Republicans and Democrats have failed miserably on healthcare. I don't know why we don't go into the healthcare industry. And this maybe is not the typical conservative perspective, but I don't know why we don't go into the healthcare industry and just make it so that they're not charging $100 for a Tylenol, because I don't want government in my healthcare. I think that is the worst idea on the planet. Just look at the VA. But you have to have some regulation and create some competition and let people actually bid for your business so that you can pay for something that's affordable. It's the only way to go.
It's a protected species, if you will.
Yeah, I just don't know how you get away with it.
Because there's so much money. They spend so much money buying congressmen and senators. The amount of dough the pharmaceutical industry spends on these people is
It's the hospitals. It's the staffing. It's the. Yeah. I mean, it's just
too expensive.
Staff
is not overpaid. You tell them the nurses. Find me one nurse that thinks that they're paid enough money.
Well, no one thinks that they're overpaid.
Well, but what I'm saying.
Think about the operating costs. Is what I'm talking about. Hospital directors. Yeah. What goes in? I mean, let's start cutting some costs and running a business like it's a small business. And I think people would actually be able to afford their health care privately instead of having to bring in a government option.
It's become part of the Democratic side, anyway, of all these people, especially Bernie, preaching about it. The problem is the idea is good, but nobody in their right mind thinks it's sustainable. You can't pay for it. You can't. His idea is Dreamsville. Never in 100,000 million years is that going to get paid for the way he's laid it out.
Yeah, but you can't even tell you how much it would cost.
But the sad reality, though, is when we keep saying, oh, well, we can't pay for that, but how come every country in Europe has a public and private option? They can pay for it, so why can't we?
That's because Jennifer just answered the question because of the greedy pharmaceutical industry as much as anything else. 28 past the hour on the News Talk Roundup.
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Leading Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders said Michael Bloomberg is completely unprepared to face President Donald Trump in a debate if he were to win the nomination.
And if that's what happened in a Democratic debate, you know, I think it's quite likely that Trump will chew him up and spit him out.
In an interview that will air on this Sunday's 60 Minutes, Sanders said he's worried about the unprecedented amount of money being spent on the campaign.
I am worried about an unprecedented amount of money being spent on a campaign. And, you know, we've never seen anything like this in American history. I just think, though, that the American people will rebel against this type of oligarchic movement. We are a democracy. One person, one vote, not a guy worth $60 billion buying an election.
Bloomberg has been gearing up for Super Tuesday and faced the other Democrats in his first debate earlier this week. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Good stuff here on the radio and elsewhere, podcasts of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. You can get them at talkradiocountdownshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen here with my DJV crew, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, as we go through the charts from Talkers Magazine. We start at number 10. Excuse me, we're at number 5 now, a focus on the economy. A lot of people are talking still, talking up the economic situation. There's a lot of optimism around. A lot of business formations seem to be picking up. New tax ID numbers jumped in the fourth quarter of last year. Business formations, for every 100 applications that are filed, only 10 actually go into business, but that's okay. There are a lot of people who are saying numbers are about 4 or 5%. Are you going to start a business or will there be new businesses? Very strong in Rhode Island, Tennessee, Ohio, New Mexico, Louisiana, Utah, Nevada especially. So we go back to Nevada, the seat of the latest incursion into our lives here. What are these people going to do? We got to talk about that, but let's spend a few minutes on the economy and whether it's good, because there are a lot of questions that remain, and one of them is the impact of the virus. So we probably could put number 4, which is the virus, together with number 5 and how it will be affected the economy by China. This deadly flu shutting down most of the factories in certain provinces in China. Automobile factories around the world are stopping production of a lot of things that are dependent on Chinese stuff.
Taking a hit from coronavirus, haven't they?
Yeah.
Well, it hasn't happened just yet, but it will happen for September when they do their annual, the big event where they unveil the newest iPhones and iPads. pads and everything. That's they will have the prototypes, but we don't really know yet what the impact will be on distribution. So we could maybe start we might see pre-orders starting at the end of September like normal, and then usually the first week of October they ship. But I don't know if that's going to happen because
could there be a delay in my new upgrade for $2,000? My new $2,000.
Yes. Yes.
Good God.
And there are some tech writers who are saying that the delays could stretch into the spring of 2021, mm-hmm. which would be the longest we've ever waited for a new iPhone or iPad or whatever.
All right, so let's talk about number four then as an isolated item and the sorts of things that are floating around. Jennifer, during the week you've talked about various conspiracy theories. They've been underscored by certain political aspirants saying that this is what's really going on. We did some math on the program this week because of some numbers that came through the reporter from the Epoch Times as to what might be the consequence really of all of this. The fact that there may be 140 million people that die inside of China, and the Chinese government thinking, well, that's a pretty good idea. We need to get rid of our population. We're overpopulated anyway. I mean, there are all kinds of things that you could bet. The current fatality rate, 2.3%, and you look at some of the numbers that have been spread around, 70% of the people in the country, maybe around the world, 40% of people around the world, 70% of the people in China could be affected by this, according to something from one of the health professors at the Harvard School of Public Health. So you look
well,
at
I
these
thought
numbers,
it was interesting
man.
When we interviewed that the reporter from the Epoch Times. I thought it was really jarring when she said that from what they're seeing and hearing from their sources, that the numbers that China is reporting, which is like just over 2,000 deaths, right. that well, they actually believe that that it's 20 times that.
Right.
And that China is
so
just not
a
thing. Yeah, yeah, I heard the same thing that they, and that's what Tom Cotton's been getting at. The senator from Arkansas has been saying, look, we don't know if this was intentional because this was an active virus that was being investigated in Wuhan and it just so happened to break out there. So whether it was an accidental breach in that facility or if China was working on some sort of chemical warfare to use against their own people or against other nations or whoever, that was something to investigate. And then there's also been the idea that they haven't really been forthcoming about how many people actually are infected and how many people have died. And the thing that scares me more about this, obviously, any kind of chemical warfare is enough to make you go, ooh, it gives you the EBGBs and it makes you think, whoa, how, you know, because it's really easy to do this and cause massive destruction to people anywhere. But the fact that it's spreading on currency, the fact that you don't even have to have person-to-person contact
right.
and you can still pick it up is really disturbing to me. And, obviously it's important to have a strong immune system and all that stuff, but you just never know. And who, even if you have a strong immune system, do you still want to have to battle out the coronavirus? I don't think any of us want that.
Nope. I've got a friend who's at Cedars-Sinai right now, 6 days, because he has a really bad case of the flu, and they were giving him IV, and they told him he had to stay in. He needed 6 days of the IV, so he sent me a video last night of him being in a bed in the hospital, kind of having fun with it, but he's the principal of an elementary school. So what do you... He said, I'm getting away from my kids because they don't want to get it. And then when he went to see the doctor on Thursday, and the doctor says, you got to, you're dehydrated and there are all kinds of other things that need to be focused. So he went right to the hospital and sent me a video of him with an IV in his arm. So that, that kind of stuff. It isn't just the virus, the COVID virus, but the flu in our country this year, whether it's mismanagement or whether it's just they can't figure it out and they don't want to admit they can't figure out, they've prepared millions and millions and millions of flu vaccine vials so that you go to the doctor or you go to the CVS or wherever and get a flu shot. They're no damn good. There's nothing, it just doesn't, 68% of the flu isn't anything that can be addressed by whatever the flu shots give you this year. So at this point, in February, it's about 12,500 people who have died, somewhere between 12,000 and 13,000 people since the beginning of the year in this country alone who have died from the regular ordinary flu.
So it definitely stands to reason that at least that number, and maybe twice that number in China, would have died already.
Why would you believe anything the Chinese say? They are lying through their teeth about most everything. They're lying, no good,
and you know,
SOGs.
And if they did, and I'm not really into conspiracy theories, however, to me,
Jennifer
it does.
And I love them.
I know.
I know. But
actually, I used to like them, but Doug got me into them.
Yeah,
but I'll hop on the train for this one. I don't think that if China was creating the Wuhan, the coronavirus on purpose, I don't know that that they would plan to use it on mainland China. But think about the biggest thorn in their side right now. It's Hong Kong. And if you think of it, that has all the protests, hundreds of thousands of people, the elections, everything that's been going on in Hong Kong.
That's a good one, Victoria.
Good for you, Victoria.
Fight for independence.
Good for you.
About it. I've got my little tinfoil hat on now. That makes a lot of sense to me. And this also feels like this was bumbled completely.
Well, and every doctor that spoke out, even though they look perfectly healthy one day, all of a sudden succumbed to the coronavirus. So,
But I would suspect this would be about Hong Kong.
All right. Number three. The turmoil at the Department of Justice. There's a lot of turmoil in the intelligence community, too, it looks like. To me, this guy, Richard Grenell, used
Rick
to be
Grenell
the ambassador.
Is great. Don't, you know what? Don't poo-poo him. He is so
I don't
so
even
odd.
Know him. No, I'm just trying to figure out how he got from being the ambassador to Germany to replacing Joe McGuire, and I don't know that much about Joe McGuire.
It's going to be temporary because he could be confirmed by the Senate. People like Rick Grenell, actually. Yeah.
What is there to like? What's his story? What's his background?
Actually, his background, he's a local guy from California. He's from Palm Springs. He's openly gay, and he is, he's done a great job. Like, the ambassador community all really loves Rick Grenell. He's kind of a shining star. He's a young guy. He just seems to be kind of on the rise. I don't think it's going to be a permanent position. I think they'll probably bring someone else in. But the last guy, McGuire, didn't seem to have any big beef with Trump. He was just ready to move on. They needed someone to go into that position. So,
can I say something? This is not about you, because I don't have to apologize to you about anything. We've been together too long.
Yeah, you do.
She's like, hang on, I've got a list of things.
Okay. So when there's a Mr. Grenell, a gay guy, it's
right.
to
well,
me, it just ruffles my feathers like Joe
like
Blow, a black guy. Or when even when you sign a mortgage, Joe Blow, a single man.
The reason I bring it up is actually because he, and people will refer to him that way. I think he's the first openly gay member of any to have any cabinet position in government ever. So it's one of those glass ceiling moments, which is why I think most people mention that. What he's done for gay rights, he was the one that really lobbied Trump to make it illegal to kill gay people, or to make it that we won't cooperate with the governments who basically murder gay people in Saudi Arabia and Iran and Russia and all that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what I do want to have a minute on here, we're getting close on time, is Barr and Trump, their relationship. What in the name of heavens is going on there, and what do we believe?
I believe they're fine.
Crickets.
I really do. I do believe they're fine. I think the Attorney General doesn't like Trump's tweets.
News media.
I think Barr is warning him not to tweet, certainly saying, hey, you're making this more difficult for me. But I think the reports that he's going to resign aren't true. He's even said that.
Yeah, I don't think he's going.
Would you say, Victoria?
I don't think he's going anywhere either, but I also think that I think this is very manufactured. This just, it all felt very manufactured to me. Oh, I'm unhappy with his tweets. It's like, nah, you're probably really not.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show with our look at the stories from Talkers Magazine, top 10 items, starting with that shooting in Germany. That's number 10. At number 9, social media and the issue of free speech. Number 8, continuing focus because the politicians are back on the immigration bandwagon, so immigration reform is at 8. The trial of Harvey Weinstein is number 7. Back to the politics of the election, healthcare reform is number 6. The economy is number 5, and the situation with China, how that's affecting our economy. The virus and the flu, number 4. The situation with Roger Stone and the Department of Justice is 3. The presidential pardons that were given this week, and number 1, the Democratic debate from last Wednesday night, quite an interesting affair. All those are the top 10 stories, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can can find the list at talkers.com. All right, in a moment, we deal with the presidential pardons and the debate, as time allows, here on the Talk Radio Review, 44 past the hour.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far, I've lost 35 and three-quarter inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I have lost 21 pounds on Calitrin. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference. So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitrin really worked. And it also took my hot flashes away. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitrin. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitrin's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
This report is sponsored by the American Society of Retina Specialists. Age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, affects 11 million people in the U.S. and is a major cause of blindness for people age 50 and older. AMD damages the center of the retina. If untreated, it can destroy central vision needed for reading, driving, and recognizing faces. February is AMD Awareness Month. Do you know about AMD risk factors, symptoms, and treatments? Here's Dr. Carl O. of Nashville, Tennessee, the incoming president of the American Society of Retina Specialists.
Retina specialists can preserve and even improve vision in many people with age-related macular degeneration. Thanks to tremendous advances in diagnosis and treatment, people with AMD can maintain active, independent lives. If you have AMD, a family history of AMD, or recent blurred or distorted central vision, see a retina specialist to learn how to protect your vision.
Learn more at savingvision.org. That's savingvision.org.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking garlic, and it works.
I've been taking garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing garlic to help maintain healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Doug Steffen here with now the list from Talkers Magazine of the top 10 people, that is the folks who are in focus as a result of the top stories, who are the names that are on people's lips. Number 10, Harvey Weinstein. Number 9 is John Bolton. Richard Grenell, who's the new NSA guy. Number 8, Rod Blagojevich and Bernard Kerik, two of the people. Michael Milken is also all these tied for number 7. They were all pardoned this week by President Trump. Roger Stone, who knows whether he's going to get his or not, number 6. William Barr is 5. And the various candidates for president occupy 4, 3, and 2, with Michael Bloomberg, interestingly enough, being at the top of that list. And number 1 overall, once again, Donald Trump seems to be able to skirt around a lot of the issues and stay in that number 1 position as the president of the United States. That's our list. I'm Doug Steffen for Talkers Magazine. All right, a couple of moments here on the pardon deal. Blagojevich got the most attention. I don't even know who else got it. Were there 14 people that got pardoned this week by the president? Was it?
A couple for drug charges. The former owner of the 49ers, Bernie Kerik, was one also on the list.
Blagojevich. Well, Bernie Kerik is a...
He's Mike Milligan, right? The junk bond guy.
Michael Milligan, yeah. He should have been pardoned. That's a pardon after he got out of jail. But Blagojevich became a Trumpocrat. Is that what he called him?
That's what he called himself.
It was a travesty of justice. I don't know. I heard one talk show host say, hey, this is nothing unusual. These guys are selling seats and influence all the time. And I suppose that's true in a manner of speaking.
Well, he never really sold the seat. And I think the issue was how long he went to jail for it. I'm no Blagojevich fan, but we have to look at, is that worth 14 years in prison when you had an idea to do something bad? I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Democratic debate. Who came out on top? The women and Bloomberg and yelling and screaming by Warren and Bernie pointed his fingers.
Actually, she didn't yell and scream. Elizabeth Warren was, it was a very strong
measured
debate performance
for her.
Yeah,
she was pretty good.
Yeah, it really was.
She got $5 million out of it, so good for her, I guess.
Well, it's funny, I didn't realize this, but a friend of mine had Elizabeth Warren at Harvard Law, and she was her professor, and my friend said that everyone was terrified of Elizabeth Warren. She taught bankruptcy law, and she said walking in, everyone kept their head down. They didn't want to have any unnecessary attention because they said she was a very strict professor and everyone was scared of her because they said the way that she did the smackdown on Mike Bloomberg, that was like every day in class. Mm-hmm. So I didn't realize that she was that much of, you know, I don't want to say a pit bull, but a pit bull.
All right. There it is. Our overview of the top 10 stories. Thanks to the info from Talkers Magazine here, the Talk Radio Review.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 53 after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen to review with Victoria Keenan. Actually, she does all the heavy lifting. I just say, number five. And we'll work our way to number one. Five topics this week that seem to impact a lot of people when it comes to technology. And the first one has to do with the stats on people who are stupid enough to be on the edge of a cliff and take a selfie.
A new survey found that 41% of us, not us here on this show, but 41% of people surveyed, these are Americans, have already risked their safety to pursue a selfie. And it's just crazy, and we do hear about these selfie deaths now more and more. A third of the respondents have visited a destination purely to get a selfie. 4% admitted that they endangered someone else for the sake of a good selfie. So this poll questioned just over 2,000 people, and it found that men are more likely than women to take risks. 61% of males accepted the challenge of a cliff edge photo. Sometimes people fall off the cliff. 38% of females said they had accepted a challenge to do that. More than 1 in 10 have sustained injuries while attempting a selfie. healthy. And the reported accidents range from falling down hills to falling off bikes, being knocked down by waves in the ocean, lots of stupid stuff. The latest study comes 7 months after research proved that selfies gone wrong, which are called sometimes selficides, have accounted for more deaths than shark attacks. 259 people worldwide died in 137 selfie-related accidents between 2011 and 2017, compared to just 50 people who were killed by sharks.
Number four, Apple's next iPhone is coming out in March, even though what in the world, the impact of the coronavirus on stuff being made in China is big time, isn't it?
It is.
Victoria?
And it is big time, and it will be a lot bigger. So this is iPhone's budget phone. This is called the SE. And the new SE, which is rumored to be called either the SE 2 or the iPhone 9, because there isn't a 9 right now, this is the budget level. So it's a little over a 4-inch screen, and it's the cheapest entry into the iPhone family at $399. It's a 4.7-inch display. It has actually a lot of internal storage, 64 gigs, which is almost twice as much as the previous SE. It also has the home button, which a lot of people like, and this will be out in March. Now, look for the delays to really happen this fall when iPhone 12 will probably be announced, but who knows when we'll actually get our hands on those phones because they're all made in China in the factories and coronavirus has shut everything down. Yeah.
That's it. Number three has a focus on what a lot of people are putting in their home, those Ring doorbell cameras.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So the users of the Ring doorbell camera, this is owned by Amazon. Amazon owns Ring. They are now saying that because they've had so many security breaches, if you have a Ring account, you now must use the two-factor authentication for extra safety and security. So if you have these cameras, you have to go into the control center on the app, activate the two-factor authentication, because so many people have had their cameras hacked, people buy them used on eBay, and the former owner can still hack into them and still get into the account. Right. It's been a total disaster in terms of security. So if you don't want anybody controlling the camera in your home or at your front door, you're going to have to now, moving forward, you're going to have to use the two-factor authentication, which is a lot safer. It's not foolproof, but it is a lot safer.
All right, number two is a focus on Uber and what's changing there, that reality.
Yeah, Uber added a new tool this week for safety for riders and it's called on-trip reporting. Now, in the past, if you had an uncomfortable ride or if the driver made you uncomfortable in some way, you had to finish the ride and then you're able to report it. Now, this new safety tool allows you to, in real time, report discreetly to Uber's safety team and let them know what's going on. If the driver's driving erratically or is asking you inappropriate questions, whatever it may be that makes you feel uncomfortable, this is part of the new...
Would you like to go to dinner?
That has happened to some of my friends. Like it's just really creepy, you know. So where are you going to be later? I'll pick you up, and you know, things like that. It's inappropriate and creepy. So now you can actually report this stuff in real time, and then Uber will have some evidence, and they'll either go to the driver and retrain them or give them some additional training, or in some cases, if there's a pattern that's established, they can fire the driver.
Number one this week, digital transactions and cash and credit and all this stuff. Germs. Look out for the germs.
Well, we've been hearing stories that in China they're actually washing the currency to get rid of the virus. But it turns out, new study shows, that if you use ATMs, credit cards, or the payment tablets that are at a lot of stores now, that those actually harbor way more germs than physical cash money. So either use your digital wallet on your phone or use some good old-fashioned cash if you want to cut down on the coronavirus chances or flu virus in general.
Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, top five tech stories of the week here at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.